NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Cao Ruiling.
And this is Chen Lingchen. Today is Wednesday, April 25th, the 8th week of this term.
Here is a roundup of the latest news, coming up in 30 minutes.
The 10th anniversary of Marvel.
Xi outlines blueprint to develop China's strength in cyberspace.
Kim Jong-un announced to stop nuclear tests and launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Weibo banned gay content, LGBTQ in China.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the Compass News.
Though these days weather in Beijing remains to be rainy and cold, CUC Cup football competitions still kick off as a schedule. From April 19 to May 18, football fans can enjoy the feast for nearly 1 month. During this time, not only players, but also audience will fully devote their love and enthusiasm to the playground and cheering. Here is a detailed report from our correspondent Gao Keyan.
At 2:30 p.m. April 14th, accompanied by the commentary of the host, the 31st CUC Cup was inaugurated at the South Court. Two groups of guest performers were invited to the opening ceremony to push the stage to a climax. Simultaneously, waving their flags, rolling their skaters, members of the skating club entered the court, full of youthful spirit, and welcomed the players. After that came the highlight of that day, a special competition played by alumni and faculty. This year, there were 10 teams from different schools participating in the CUC Cup, trying to win the championship. We invite a player to talk about his feeling, and now let's listen to him.
At the opening ceremony, players from each team enter successfully. After that, there's a special competition between the alumni team and the faculty team. And we found out that those well-known CCTV hosts have an extraordinary ability of soccer. Therefore, we can learn a lot from them. In my opinion, I think CUC Cup represents the sportsmanship of our school, through which we can feel the cheerful atmosphere of playing soccer.
Besides, he expressed his expectation of the CUC Cup.
Firstly, I sincerely hope the CUC Cup will become better and better. Secondly, I hope the school football team can be stronger than not just the teams in Beijing, but also among the top university teams nationwide.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Gao Keyan. For football, we get together from everywhere in CUC. No matter what the result is, it must have left every one of you an unforgettable memory. Hope the competition will be crowned with complete success.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Chinese President Xi Jinping called for keenly grasping the historic opportunity for informatization development in a bid to build a country strengthened in cyberspace. Xi, also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, Central Committee, Chairman of the Central Military Commission, and Head of the Central Cyberspace Affairs Commission, made the instruction at the National Conference on the Work of Cybersecurity and Informatization held from Friday to Saturday. Premier Li Keqiang, Deputy Head of the Commission, presided over the meeting, attended by other leaders including Li Zhanshu, Wang Yang, Zhao Leji, and Han Zheng. Wang Huning, also Deputy Head of the Commission, made a concluding speech at the conference.
Since the 18th CPC National Congress, China has achieved historical progress in the development of cybersecurity and informatization. form a model of cyberspace governance with Chinese characteristics and developed a strategic thought to advance the country's strengths in this regard, Xi said. Xi urged improving the governance capacity in cyberspace and developing a governing network led by the party. Internet media should spread positive information, uphold the correct political direction, and guide public opinion and values toward the right direction. Internet service providers should take responsibility to prevent cyberspace from degrading into a platform full of harmful, false, and provocative information. Efforts should be made to enhance self-discipline of the Internet industry and mobilize all sectors to take an active part in cyberspace governance.
South China's island province Hainan planned to launch a round island tourism sea route by 2020 and build container shipping routes connecting all ASEAN countries, the Provincial Port Administration said Wednesday. The sea road around island will reach 1,000 nautical miles and will become the fifth ring to Hainan traffic system that already has Round Island Expressway, high-speed rail, and coastal tourism highway. Hainan has set its goal to develop the port and shipping industry in the province, such as improving the infrastructure facilities, transport services, and ecological environment as a strategic pivotal point of the country's Belt and Road Initiative. The construction of pilot free trade zone has become Hainan's new opportunity in its 30-year opening up and development.
Meanwhile, the island is working on a whole new set of plans to enhance its integrated transportation network and to boost exchanges with the outside world against the backdrop of the initiative. The province is committed to improve the layout of 5 ports in 4 directions: Haikou Port in the north, Sanya Port in the south, Qinglan Port in the east, and Yangpu Port and Basuo Port in the west. Official statistics show that by the end of 2017, with 29 newly opened new canter shipper, with 29 newly opened new canter shipping lines and 5 newly built new cruise terminals, Hainan ports welcomed over 1 million visitors. On its way to establishing the modern logistic industry, Hainan has committed to strengthening logistic infrastructure and service facilities, pressing ahead with supply-side structural reform, promoting the integration of Qiongzhou strength and logistics innovation and resource integration. The administration said it should further streamline work procedures so as to enable over 80% of the approval work to be finished online.
The leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Kim Jong-un, announced on Friday that his country will stop nuclear tests and launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles starting from April 21, according to the state media KCNA, stating that the northern test area has completed its mission. Kim said that under the proven condition of the complete nuclear weapons, the country no longer need any nuclear test, mid-range and intercontinental ballistic rockets test, reported KCNA. We will discontinue nuclear test and intercontinental ballistic rocket test fire from April 21, 2018. The northern nuclear test ground of the DPRK will be dismantled and transparently guarantee the discontinuance of the nuclear test, KCNA said. The discontinuance of the nuclear test is an important process for the worldwide disarmament, and the DPRK will join the international desire and efforts for the total halt of the nuclear test, KCNA said.
According to the decision, the DPRK will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or nuclear technology under any circumstances unless there are nuclear threats and nuclear provocations against the DPRK. We will concentrate all efforts on building a powerful socialist economy and marketed improving the standard of people's living through the mobilization of all human and material resources of the country, the DPRK's official news agency said. Kim made the announcement at the third plenary session of the 7th General Assembly of the Workers' Party of Korea, during which the leader revealed Pyongyang's new strategy and said it will focus on developing its economy.
The decision came as the leader of the DPRK and the Republic of Korea are preparing to hold a significant inter-Korean summit on April 27, as well as a much-anticipated meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump by the late May or June. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Kang said Saturday that China welcomes DPRK's suspension of its nuclear and missile tests and supports the DPRK is solving the concern of relevant parties through dialogues and hope it could make achievement in economic development. Trump tweeted that the announcement was big progress and good news for the DPRK and the world.
ROK's presidential office said the DPRK's decision signified meaningful progress toward denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and would create favorable conditions for upcoming meetings. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he welcomed DPRK's statement, but that it must lead to verifiable denuclearization. This announcement is a forward motion that I'd like to welcome, Abe told reporters. But what's important is that this leads to complete, verifiable denuclearization. I want to emphasize it.
At least 37 people were killed, dozens other injured in Afghanistan after two explosions rocked the country. The first explosion happened in Kabul, capital of Afghanistan, when a suicide bomber blew himself up outside a voter registration center in a heavily cell-populated neighborhood in the western part of the city, killing at least 31 people and wounded 54 others. A health ministry spokesman said the ISIL has claimed responsibility for the attack.
Later in that day, another explosion power Kuri, Afghanistan's Bahan province, killing at least 6 people and wounding 5 others. The assault underscored growing concerns about security in the lead-up to legislative elections scheduled for October 20th. Afghanistan began registering voters on April 14th for the long-delayed legislative elections, which are seen as a test run for the presidential poll next year. Election officials have acknowledged that security is a major concern as the Taliban and other militant groups control or contest the large swaths of the country.
Afghan police and troops have been tasked with protecting polling centers. Even as they struggle to get the upper hand against insurgents on the battlefield, militants last Friday launched a rocket at a voter registration center in the northwestern province of Baghdad. At least one police officer was killed and another person was wounded, officials said, blaming the Taliban. Last Tuesday, gunmen attacked a voter registration center in the central province of Ghor, kidnapping 3 election workers and 2 policemen.
Taliban militants released the 5 2 days later. Over the next 2 months, authorities hope to register up to 14 million adults at more than 7,000 polling centers for the parliamentary and district council elections. Officials have been pushing people to register amid fears a low turnout will undermine the credibility of the polls. President Ashraf Ghani last week urged religious leaders to use Friday prayers to encourage worshippers to sign up. He also called provincial government to tell their employees to register themselves and their family members.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. Last Thursday, a lecture on why Asian community today was given by Dr. Cheong Kong Chuan in Boxue Building. More than 100 CUC students attended the sharing session. Dr. Chuan emphasized the role of young people in building Asian community. He encouraged students to have a broad horizon and take action to have a first-hand understanding of Asia.
Police have arrested the suspect allegedly responsible for the fire in a KTV bar that has killed 18 people and injured another 5 early Tuesday in South China's Guangdong province. Liu Chunlu, 32, who lives near the karaoke TV log in Qingyuan, was suspected of starting the fire, and Liu suffered burn injuries on his hips in the blaze, according to local police.
the result of a competition held to come up with the best design of Beijing Zhangjiakou high-speed trains were unveiled in Beijing on Monday. The design of two models became the final winner. It combines China element, Olympic spirit, and the century-old Beijing Zhangjiakou culture. Olympic spirit and the century-old Beijing Zhangjiakou culture. The Olympic trains will be based on Fuxing trains and will be greener and smarter as new technologies such as cloud computing, big data, artificial intelligence will be used in the manufacturing.
The Duchess of Cambridge has given birth to a baby boy who will be the fifth in line to the British throne. Kingston Palace has announced on Monday his royal title will be HRH Prince of Cambridge and he is the Queen's sixth great-grandchild. An official announcement from Kingston Palace said his father, the Duke of Cambridge, was present for the birth and the Duchess and her new son were both doing well.
Former President George H.W. Bush is awake, alert, and talking after he was admitted to intensive care early this week. A family spokesman said Tuesday, Bush, 93, was admitted to the Houston Methodist Hospital Sunday morning after contracting an infection that spread to his blood. Family spokesman Jim McGrath said, a day after a funeral was held for his wife, Barbara Bush.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Chinese first tennis Grand Slam winner Zheng Jie has been working on tennis youth training for a couple of years in her country. A youth tennis competition named after her was initiated in 2010, which has benefited hundreds of teenager players over the past 8 years. I found that our Chinese youth players are less experienced than their counterparts from abroad and at international events. One of the reasons is the Chinese players didn't play matches as many as those foreign youth, said the 2006 Australia Open and Wimbledon Championships doubles title winner. This is the reason why I came up with the idea to launch a youth tennis tournament and that is Zheng Jie Cup. The tournament has went into the ninth editor this year. At the first stop in Shanghai last weekend, there were about 300 youth players participating in the competition. According to Zheng, there are 7 more stops this year. Song of Dreams was unveiled as official mascot of the FIBA Basketball World Cup 2019 here on Wednesday. Lin Chuan, China's Vice Minister of Sports, said, I believe that mascot will spread the idea of the FIBA Basketball World Cup 2019 and the spirit of basketball to the rest of the world with its cute and vivid image and will play an important role in enhancing the influence of the FIBA Basketball World Cup 2019. The selection of Song of Dreams as China 2019's official mascot was the culmination of a unique process by FIBA. The mascot finalists are the Chinese dragon, a Siberian tiger, and a lion. Many people submitted their designs as a part of the global competition to design the mascot for the first ever 32-team FIBA Basketball World Cup, which will take place in 8 Chinese cities from August 31st until September 15th. Chelsea kept alive its hopes of qualifying for next season's Champions League after beating Bolstafoni in the English Premier League on Thursday. Victor Moses scored a winner in the 69th minute as Chelsea moved to the winning 5 points of fourth-placed Tottenham. Antonio Santi's team went ahead in the 20th minute as Moses burst down the right and his cross went in off Calvin Long for the own goal. Burnley leveled the score in the 64th minute thanks to Arsene Burnley's deflected in Johan Berger Gundogan's shot. Chelsea restored their lead in 5 minutes through Moses Emerson Palmieri's cross found the wing back at the far post and he fired in.
Burn Lee, who had a rare 5-match winning streak snapped, remained at 7th, 2 points behind Arsenal and 8 ahead of Leicester, who were held to a goalless draw by Southampton. Golden State Warriors star guide Stephen Curry is recovering really well and will be joining his teammates for more five team practices, the club said on Friday. Curry, who suffered a knee sprain on March 23rd and has missed the team's last 13 games, was examined earlier Friday by the team's medical staff. The examination indicated that Curry continues to make constant functional progress since the injury and, as a result, he will begin to participate in more defined team practices from Saturday. The club added that the intensity of the star's outcome to rehabilitation will continue to increase. Curry will be re-evaluated again in 1 week, and according to earlier reports, he will possibly come back after the first-round playoffs. Defending champions Warriors are now leading 3-0 against the San Antonio Spurs in the first-round playoffs. The team will clash against each other on Sunday. A total of 5,000 runners on Saturday completed a unique half marathon on Xi'an Circumvallation, one of the oldest, largest, and best-preserved Chinese city walls. Qiu Wangdong, a student from Xi'an, lifted the men's title of the 2018 Xi'an City Wall International Marathon in 1 hour, 7 minutes, 56 seconds. The race started at 8:30 a.m. on Yongning Gate, the south gate of the city wall. I just finished the Yangling Marathon last weekend and I feel very exhausted during today's race, said Qiu, who was third in 2017 Xi'an International Marathon, another newly formed marathon of the city. Finally, I overcome all obstacles to claim the title, and I'm so pleased I made it, he added. That's all for the sports. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to Weekly Entertainment. Stick to the channel, and I will bring you a terrific show tonight. Although it is still about half a month for the Iron 3, Ultimate War to be on show in China, the PR team for the Marvel has already plunged into massive argument and crisis due to the unsuccessful arrangement of the Chinese propaganda for Marvel's 10th anniversary. The first thing that provoked Marvel fans' discontent is a place arranged for each star. Robert Tony, acted as Iron Man in a movie series, was supposed to stand in the center as before, which, instead, Chinese singer Eason Chen took his place. What's more, the implant raffle organized by Chinese singer Yan Yalun Studio also made the Marvel fans furious for the different treatment occur to them. According to the latest news, the PR team of Marvel had just issued a public apology letter for the imbalanced management between commercialization and activity itself. According to foreign media reports, the 36-year-old Beyonce successfully invited members of her former group Destiny's Child and joined her singing on the stage of the Coachella Festival. They are Kelly Rowland and Michael Williams, respectively. This is the first appearance of three in 2015 after the Stella Awards ceremony. And the three people sang Say My Name, Soldier, and Lose My Breath, while singers their hot repertoire Survivor. The three women dressed in the same clothes just as in the MV pulls fans back to the past memory. A fan sent a message on Twitter. Did I really cry? Really? The fans were surprised by the excitement. In addition, this is just one of Beyonce's surprises at this year's music festival. Beyonce's sister, Solange, and her jumped on a dance after singing with the members of the Destiny Real Girl. And her husband, Jay-Z, appeared on the stage to play for Beyonce. On the stage, Beyonce also expressed her special feelings of Coachella. Thank you, Coachella, for letting me stand here as the first black singer. Before the performance, the rumors of the reunion of the Destiny's Child had been released. People felt the possibility was too small and laughed at it. But now, it's really happening and it is still surprising. The Annual Coachella Music Festival is here again. And every year the festival brings out a bunch of weird dressers, whether big star or passersby. The sound index is the same. The Coachella Music Festival is one of the most popular music festivals in the world. And it's also the place where guests like to dress themselves eye-catching. From the bold design of the color to the sleek, dressery fur coat, the Coachella Music Festival has made a lot of fun of people. Things like the confused Justin Bieber with his round shoes, the sexy see-through look of Kardashians and Jenner family, cannot really draw people's attention, for there were also things like multicolored pants with zebra-like stripes and ties with the old glory pattern. The father of Marvel, Stan Lee, want to claim a $20 million compensation from his former manager, according to people familiar with the matter. Stan Lee's lawyer, Jonathan, has filed legal materials with the authorities, claiming that the manager's designs put him in a miserable business situation. To make matters worse, Mr. Lee says the business manager bought an apartment worth $850,000 without permission and may have forged a check for $300,000. Stan Lee is also known to have accused the business manager of hiring a nurse to take his blood and sell it at a collection in Las Vegas. In addition, he alleged that his business manager had ordered him to do some messy business that put Stan Lee in position of being asked to claim $1 million. Previously, several comic books have been printed on Stan Lee's hand-printed signature without his consent, only to be discovered by Stan's friend. In addition, Mr. Stan lost $1.4 million in his account, which was later found to have been used to buy apartments. In recent days, all fans have been shocked by the video and photos of Tristan cheating on the internet. 6 months ago, Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend, Tristan Thompson, alleged kissed other women in public and took them to the hotel. On April 12th, the couple's first child was born, and the scandal was a major blow to Kourtney. Moreover, when the charges against Tristan first appeared, Kourtney was probably experiencing contractions, although this is a terrible idea and conjecture. Unfortunately, Tristan is not the first NBA player to face cheating charges. The fact is that cheating behavior happened on NBA player has become a disturbing trend and has been going on for many years. And this is not the first time Kourtney has dealt with a basketball player infidelity rumors. Her ex-husband, Lamar Odom affair is reported to have been an important factor in the breakdown of their marriage. Rammel's drug abuse is also a reason. Fans may recall that Rammel was found unconscious in a Nevada brothel in October 2015. After they broke up, of course, doctor says his body contains drugs in every system, which eventually caused him to suffer ischemic stroke.
Hello everybody, welcome to today's commentary. I'm commentator Zhong Wanying. China's Twitter, like Weibo, one of the country's most popular social media platforms, has taken a major U-turn policy change on an earlier ban on all gay-related content. The company had earlier announced that it was banning any homosexual content being published on the platform in a cleanup campaign. But after a strong online backlash, Weibo announced it was reversing the decision. Weibo released an announcement on its official account on Monday, saying that cleanup will no longer apply to homosexual content but focus instead on pornographic and violent content. The decision was widely cheered on by Chinese netizens. The outrage on Chinese social media was almost immediate when Weibo announced last Friday that it would carry out a 3-month cleanup campaign targeting cartoons, games, and short videos containing pornographic, violent, and homosexual content in a bid to further ensure a clean and harmonious online community. Shortly after the announcement, the platform was flooded by numerous LGBT activists and other Weibo users with posts attached with the hashtag #IAmGay or #SuckingBackChina #HelloIAmGay to support the LGBTQ community in China. Many even posted photos with their gay partners or family members. As of Tuesday, #IAmGay, one of the most frequent used hashtags, had gained over 58 million of views on Weibo. Surprisingly, People's Daily, the official news organ of the CPC, which normally does not comment on such issues, released a commentary on Sunday, saying that LGBT people are legal citizens and should be given the same rights as everyone else. It also added that people should put down their prejudice and embrace the difference. The People's Daily article was viewed more than 100,000 times. Weibo's reversal of the ban on gay-related content raised a widespread praises by Chinese netizens, and it was considered a positive sign by many people of the changing attitude towards LGBTQ community in China. Although it was only a small victory, it was still a big progress for us. We feel our voice has been heard by the authority, a Weibo user commented. It is not the first time that China banned the content related to homosexuality. In June last year, homosexuality was categorized as abnormal sexual behavior by China Netcasting Services Association, an association administered by China's Broadcasting and TV Administration. Last month, Beijing International Film Festival removed the Oscar film Deposited Gay Romance, Call Me By Your Name, just several days before its opening ceremony. Largely undercover during the early decades, the LGBT community is now emerging in China. Two positive changes have occurred: more tolerant public attitudes and progress in LGBTQ rights. Yet obstacles and challenges still remain, understandably so considering social mores. For this time, we invite a person who is quite related to the topic we're going to talk this time. Welcome, Jeremy! Weibo announced on February 13th that it was banning any homosexual content being published on the platform in a cleanup campaign. It is not the first time that China banned content related to homosexuality. In June last year, homosexuality was categorized as abnormal sexual behavior by China Netcasting Services Association. It seems like the policy was more and more tightened recently. Do you feel depressed about the current situation?
I'm not depressed. I think people, especially the past generation, they need time to change their mindset and accept LGBTQ people. Well, I was totally confused and angry when I heard this measure, because they viewed homosexual as a kind of abnormal group, some even as an illegal thing like violence and pornographic things. That's absolutely a misunderstanding and distortion. Obviously, it was intolerable.
Actually, even some of young people cannot accept homosexuality, not even mention the old generation. What's the fundamental reason lead to the discrimination against this group, and how do you like to eliminate it?
Ignorance and stereotype. Lots of opponents would give the direct reason, and they would say that, like that. I feel uncomfortable and even feel sick when I stay with a homosexual. And they would argue that it's unfair for me to be forced to accept LGBTQ, but I'm sure that if you truly understand LGBTQ people and try to get along with them for a period of time, you will find that the hate and discomfort will gradually disappear. However, in fact, opponents usually stop at the first step and blame others for forcing themselves to support LGBTQ. In my view, the best way is education, to make the next generation realize that there's not only one sexual orientation in the world.
If your child tells you that he or she is LGBTQ one day, will you encourage them to come out and fight for their eligible rights?
It depends, yeah. But I would say, I always love you and support you, the real you. And I would tell him or her that in this world, you can't be liked by everyone, but don't be worried because you already be loved by someone. And fortunately, you love them too. That's enough, I think.
The outrage on Chinese social media was almost immediate when Weibo announced that it would carry out a cleanup campaign targeting homosexual content. However, many people claim that in the current situation, keeping silence means discrimination. What do you think about that? What's the most correct attitude through LGBTQ in your opinion?
No, we can't regard keeping silence as discriminating. it's unfair for them. Remaining neutral is acceptable, but as a member of LGBTQ, keeping silence amounts to suicide. If you're not, and you still come out and support the LGBTQ group, that's awesome. And respect is the best attitude, and not just only for LGBTQ. Actually, respect is the most basic and important thing in human society.
The biggest challenge for homosexual is not about the ban of their activities. Government don't do such thing anymore. Their biggest problem is deep-rooted culture of oppression in China that overemphasize so-called family values. We refer to the phenomenon as being family-oriented, whereas Western cultures are more individual-oriented. This means in China, you should always prioritize your family value in life. When there are conflicts between family values and personal joy should also give away. Yet in the West, family values is second to personal happiness. Because of this culture, a great many homosexual in China will marry a heterosexual. The percentage is set to be around 70%. This is a great challenge for homosexual in China, which gives rise to a peculiar phenomenon in China called marriage of convenience. The story of the LGBTQ community in China is one of increasing diversity, social tolerance, and personal freedom for lifestyle choices. And we will see. Here ends our today's commentary. I am commentator Zheng Wanying. See you next week.
Thank you, Zheng Wanying and Huang Yaohui. We will offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
If you feel terrible about the cactus from Willow, don't forget to wear a facial mask. These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. This is Cao Ruiling, seeing you.
And this is Chen Lichen, see you.